Good afternoon. I'm Russ McNamara with news from WDET. The United Auto Workers Union will not be expanding the strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis this week. UAW President Sean Fain says the strike is working and the union is winning back gains it made prior to the Great Recession.
Suddenly, 3 weeks into our stand-up strike, we've got two of the big three automakers committed to returning to our 2007 cost of living formula. Ford and Stellantis have agreed to reinstate cost of living allowance, and GM isn't far behind.
Fain says the union was set to strike against the GM plant in Texas, but the automaker agreed to add battery plant workers to the National Master Agreement. Fain says the union is looking for similar concessions from Ford and Stellantis in order to ensure workers keep their jobs during the transition to electric vehicles. UAW workers are responding to news that no agreement was reached today. Outside the Ford assembly plant in Wayne, Antoinette Howard says she still trusts UAW President Sean Fain. However,
we only know what he's telling us, right. So we don't know the full strategy. I still support him. I still back him in whatever he is doing. But I really wish he would have shut everything down and make these bums move for real.
Workers at the Ford assembly plant in Wayne have been on strike for more than 3 weeks. Off the record, several workers told WDET that they are disappointed the strike didn't come to an end. Workers do get strike pay, but it's a fraction of their usual wages. The White House has announced that Michigan is in line to get $1.6 billion in federal infrastructure funding. It's part of a nationwide allocation of federal infrastructure funds for states to use. Mitch Landrieu is the White House infrastructure coordinator. He says building an electric vehicle charging network is one of the goals.
You can see with all the auto manufacturers starting to manufacture electric vehicles, and one of the challenges that folks have with buying them is a place to charge them when you're on the highways. And so the president has allocated money for each state to set up electric vehicle charging stations on the interstate system.
Other spending categories include state and local bridges, air quality, and carbon reduction. Michigan is on track for another season of record-breaking apple harvest. Estimates say this year's harvest will be about the same as last year's, whopping 32 million bushels. The average harvest is about 24 million.